tracking your advertising. Have you ever asked the question, how do I know if my advertising is working? Anybody? Everybody? Everybody asks this question. How do I know if it's working? My answer is, you become a relentless advertising tracker. And tracking your ads saves you money and creates the optimal advertising campaign for your business. Here's why you track your advertising. You do that to keep the ads that work, to keep the mediums that work, to get rid of the ads or the mediums that don't work, but you also do it to gain customer feedback and to make product or service adjustments. Call it your advertising weight loss program or your exercise program. And whenever you start a diet or exercise program, what's the hardest part? Starting, right? Getting past that first couple of weeks. Same thing with tracking. Once you get the systems in place, then it starts working. But if you're looking for it like a really easy way, you know, simple idea, the easy button for tracking, there isn't one. Here's tracking ideas that everybody can use. Obviously, you want to do customer counts, you want to do your sales numbers. You want to identify your new customers, right? Because that's where the growth is coming from. So identify them, find out where they're coming from. Ask, where did you hear about us? Have your, you know, if you're in the bank, have your tellers ask that. You know, if you're doing business to business, where did you hear about us? And then immediately write it down. That's the other key, is that we don't do this from memory. Run specific offers. Pretty explanatory. We've probably done that from time to time, right? I'm just going to run this offer in this media, see what happens. Here's an idea for you. I stole this from the catalog people. Ever buy something over the internet or through a catalog and they got the promotional code? Yeah. They want to find out what ad, what issue of the catalog worked. So here's how you do it on local media. Give each one a color. Ask for our yellow special if you're in the yellow pages. If you're trying to test out radio stations, one's green, one's blue, one's yellow. You know, ask for our green special or blue special. That gets away from numbers. People can remember colors better than they can remember numbers. That's how you track those different medias if you're running the same message in different places. So give each media a tracking color. You want to save all your tangibles that come in, if you run coupons, any direct mail pieces, and as they bring them in, if you can put on the back of that as much detail as possible. New customer, just moved to town, great folks, look like they'll be a relational customer. Do customer surveys with rewards. We're going to talk about a customer survey here in just a moment. Get their feedback. And then give them a reward. The reward isn't 10% off. A reward is, here's free dessert. Here is a coupon for an ice cream cone. Here's for a free oil change. Give them something tangible that rewards them right away. You also want to track your competitors' ads as much as you can in the other medias, especially in the tangible medias. You want to find out what they're doing. You want to build their file as well and compare that up against yours. What do they do? How are you perceive that they're doing as opposed to you're doing? Find out if they're copying your ads, etc. You know, do all those different things. And then you have to track weather, snowstorms, rain, great weather, events like girls softball was this week, all those other things that may have made an effect on that particular campaign. You want to keep written records or a log. The hardest part is getting started. But once you get started, just like the weight loss program or the exercise program, then it really kicks in.